Today is Monday, May 26th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover a structural reliability crisis that OpenAI's own infrastructure lead just put on record, Google's hard June 18 shutdown that's costing teams 1 to 2 engineering weeks right now, and the cost routing math that can cut your inference bill by 80%. Here's the reliability problem that should be on every platform engineer's radar this week. Emma, head of data platform infrastructure engineering at OpenAI, put a name to something a lot of us have been quietly watching. App layer teams using tools like Codex are now operating at what she calls AI scaling law rates, shipping changes faster than any human review loop can absorb. Meanwhile, the platform teams underneath them, the people running shared Kafka clusters, data pipelines, the infrastructure that everything else depends on, are still bound by human scaling constraints. They hire, they onboard, they review at human speed. The gap between those two curves compounds over time, and it concentrates production risk exactly where you don't want it. At the infrastructure layer, a single vibe-coded misconfiguration doesn't just break one team's service. It can take down the shared cluster that every downstream team depends on. Emma's framework for addressing this is worth internalizing before you make any build versus buy decision on multi-agent tooling. She's explicit. Do not skip straight to autonomous live infrastructure operations. The trust ladder goes information retrieval first, then triage suggestion, then constrained single system operations, and only then multi-system autonomous operations. Each step requires an eval suite before you advance, and the eval suite minimum bar is lower than you probably think. A Notion document with 10 to 15 representative platform tasks and expected outputs is sufficient to start. Near zero cost. Run it monthly. The value is that you can assess a new model release within 24 hours of availability instead of waiting weeks for informal evidence to accumulate. If you're deciding right now whether to build your own multi-agent code review harness or adopt a managed orchestration layer, here's the honest breakdown. Building in-house with LangGraph and custom agents costs roughly $150,000 to $250,000 in fully loaded engineering salary, 2 to 3 senior engineers over 3 to 4 months. You get full control over review agent prompts, runbook encoding, and blast radius constraints. The honest roadblock is that Emma herself described the multi-agent separated incentive code review architecture as, and I'm quoting, "more conjecture than deployed system, even at OpenAI. You are building into unsolved territory." Managed orchestration platforms like Hermes Agent OS get you to first deployment in 1 to 2 weeks. But Hermes has no published SLAs, no long-term support guarantees, and migration back to LangGraph is estimated at 3 to 5 engineering days per 5-agent system. The hybrid approach, managed dashboards for visibility and task routing, with agent logic kept in provider-agnostic Python functions in version-controlled files, is the recommended starting point for teams under 15 engineers. Emma's recommended sequence: deploy support bots first, 3 to 5 engineering days, highest ROI, lowest risk. Encode operational knowledge as agent skills, about 1 engineering week per skill set. Then invest in the agentic code review harness. Now to the deadline that is not negotiable. Google is retiring the Gemini CLI on June 18, 2026. That is 23 days from today. Antigravity 2.0 replaces it with a desktop app, a new CLI, and an SDK built on Gemini 2.5 Flash. If your team has deep Gemini CLI integrations, the migration effort breaks down like this: 1 to 2 days for CLI syntax audit, 3 to 5 days for agent workflow rewiring, 2 to 3 days for testing. Call it 1 to 2 engineering weeks total. That cost is fixed regardless of when you start. Starting today versus June 15th doesn't change the effort. It just eliminates the risk of pipeline downtime at a hard deadline. And the migration is also an opportunity to evaluate Gemini 2.5 Flash's 1 million token context window, which is 5 times Claude Sonnet, 3.5's 200,000 token limit. For large context agent workflows, that architectural difference matters. Speaking of cost math, let's get into the single highest ROI optimization available to most teams right now, which is model tier routing. The naive implementation is running everything through Claude Sonnet 3.5 at $3 per million tokens input. The optimized implementation routes tasks to the appropriate tier. Claude Haiku 3.5 handles email classification, routing, and simple categorization at 80 cents per million tokens. Gemini 2.5 Flash handles large context analysis at 7.5 cents per million tokens. That's the lowest cost per token option on this list for high volume workloads. And Llama 3.3 70 billion via OpenRouter covers cost sensitive production workloads, where open model quality is acceptable at 59 cents per million tokens. Here's what this looks like in practice. A 500 article per month content pipeline, averaging 2,500 tokens input and 1,500 tokens output per article, costs roughly $54 per month if you run everything through Sonnet. Optimized, using Haiku for drafting, Anthropic prompt caching for a 90% discount on cached system prompt tokens and context compression between agents, brings that to $8 to $12 per month. That's a 78 to 85% cost reduction for the same output volume. Building on that, there's a context organization lever that most teams ignore. Flat agent context stores force agents to read entire corpora per query. That's linear token cost growth. Hierarchical file structures enable targeted retrieval, which is logarithmic cost growth. For a knowledge store organized as root, domain, subdomain, entry, you reduce context tokens per agent invocation by an estimated 60 to 80%. At Claude Sonnet pricing, 100,000 tokens of unnecessary context overhead multiplied by 50 agents running daily equals $15 a day in context cost alone, roughly $450 per month, eliminated by proper file organization. On the Google AI Studio updates, 3 platform capabilities shipped that compress multi-week integration work into days, but each comes with meaningful ecosystem lock-in. The Google Workspace OAuth connectors for Gmail, Docs, Sheets, and Drive eliminate 1 to 2 days of OAuth boilerplate per integration. The cost difference between model tiers for a 500-token email classification task at 1,000 emails per day is stark, approximately $1.20 per month at Gemini 1.5 flash pricing versus $18.90 per month at Gemini 1.5 Pro pricing. Critical caveat before you build on Gmail. Verify whether the integration uses real-time push notifications via the Gmail API watch endpoint or polling with 1 to 15 minute latency. That distinction determines whether the integration is viable for time-sensitive workflows. The Kotlin and Android scaffolding is useful but comes with a reality check. Gemini 1.5 Pro scores approximately 71.9% on Human Eval. Claude 3.5 Sonnet scores approximately 92%. Expect 20 to 30% of generated Android components to require manual correction, particularly lifecycle management and async operations. API generation cost is under 10 cents per scaffold. Developer review cost is $400 to $2,400, depending on complexity. Break even. AI-assisted development wins economically for MVPs and internal tools, not as the primary path for consumer apps requiring high reliability. Cloud Run one-click deployment covers 2 million requests per month, and 360,000 GB/s of compute on the free tier. At 10,000 monthly active users, roughly 5 million requests per month, estimated cost is $35 to $60 per month. Set minimum instances to 1, which adds $15 to $30 per month to eliminate the 0.5 to 3 second cold start latency that will absolutely kill your perceived performance for user-facing apps. And remember, Cloud Run instances are stateless, so all session state must live externally in Cloud Firestore or Redis. One more operational item before the sprint goal. If your authentication flow uses SSN as a secret credential, it needs to change immediately. Ryan Montgomery of Pentester.com demonstrated live reconstruction of a target's full identity, SSN, driver's license number, signature, 40-plus years of address history, in approximately 20 minutes at zero marginal cost, using data from the 2.8 billion record national public data breach. That data is publicly searchable. SSN is no longer a secret. The migration path, document verification through Persona, Jumio or Onfido, at 50 cents to $1.50 per verification, plus liveness detection. Migrate SMS OTP to Tati or FIDO2 for any high-value account actions. Carrier-based SIM swap is now a low-friction attack vector when SSN is known. Your sprint goal for this week, three parallel tracks. First, start the Gemini CLI migration today. Assign it before end of day, and don't let the June 18 deadline become a crisis. Second, build your eval suite. Open a Notion doc, write 10 to 15 representative platform tasks with expected outputs, and commit to running it monthly. Third, audit your model tier routing. Pull your last 30 days of API spend, and identify the top three task types you're running through Sonnet that could move to Haiku or Gemini Flash. That audit alone will likely surface hundreds of dollars per month in recoverable margin. Thanks for listening. That's your AI operator briefing for today. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.